A tour of London.
Welcome on board the bus. Sit back and enjoy the ride. Feel free to ask questions or to tell me to slow down if I speak too fast. We're just coming into probably the most famous square in London. Does anybody know its name? Yes, sir, you're quite right. This is Trafalgar Square, and it's famous for all the pigeons and for the statue of Lord Horatio Nelson, which stands on top of a 56-metre-high column. Nelson was the one-eyed and one-armed admiral who led the British fleet to victory over a combined Spanish and French fleet in the Battle of Trafalgar in 1805. The admiral himself was killed in the battle, and to keep his body from rotting on the long trip back to England, they placed it in a barrel and filled it up with brandy. Can everybody see the enormous wheel there? That's the London Eye, which is one of London's major tourist attractions. From the top of it, you can see more than 25 miles in each direction. The wheel has got 32 capsules, and every day they carry around 15,000 visitors. Don't miss it while you're in London. The view is just fantastic. I suggest you take out your cameras now. Look at that. Beautiful, isn't it? The River Thames and London's finest bridge, Tower Bridge. This beautiful bridge can be opened to allow ships to pass. The Thames used to be heavily polluted, but nowadays it's quite clean.
The Tower of London.
On your left-hand side, you can see the Tower of London, which was built in the 11th century by William the Conqueror. This place really has a bloody history. It was here Henry VIII had two of his six wives executed, and they were not alone. Lots of people have lost their head on Tower Hill, just outside the tower. The executions were very popular. People saw it as entertainment, and the crowd always cheered when the prisoner was taken to the place of execution. The victims were taken from the tower on the morning of the execution and led through the cheering crowd to the scaffold at Tower Hill. The poor men and women then had to pay for their own execution. The head was then taken to London Bridge and placed on a pike, and the rest of the body was buried in an unmarked grave. The executioners were professionals, so they knew how to do their job quickly. But there were exceptions, and the execution of James Scott in 1685 was one of them. This proved to be one of the bloodiest executions ever. The executioner on that day was a part-time executioner, part-time butcher, and a full-time drunk. On the day of the execution, James Scott made his way through the cheering crowd, paid for his execution, and laid his head on the block. The executioner must have been very drunk, because he didn't succeed in beheading the poor man the first time, or the second time, and not even the third time. There was a crushing of bones and a gushing of blood, but the head did not part from the body. They say it took 8 blows of the axe to finish the job. I guess most of you have seen this building in pictures before. The Palace of Westminster is one of London's most photographed buildings. This building is the home of the Houses of Parliament. This is where the House of Commons and the House of Lords sit. They make up the British Parliament. On top of the tower you can see Big Ben. Or actually, you can't see it. You see, most people think Big Ben is the clock. But actually, the name refers to the giant of a 13-ton bell inside the tower. Nobody knows for sure why it's called Big Ben, but there are several theories. One of them is that it's named after Benjamin Cort, a big guy who was a famous boxer at the time they built the clock tower.
Piccadilly Circus.
We are now passing Piccadilly Circus, which probably is the most famous junction in London. Thousands of tourists gather here every day, and in summer it can be quite crowded around the famous Eros statue you can see to your right. It's quite beautiful here at night with all the colourful neon signs.
Buckingham Palace.
We are now approaching Buckingham Palace, the residence of Queen Elizabeth II. Today we cannot even get close to the palace due to something special going on. Every year on the Queen's birthday, there's a huge historic military parade called Trooping the Colour. As the Queen's birthday is only 2 weeks away, there is a big rehearsal of Trooping the Colour today. Normally, it's the changing of the guards at this time of day. Those of you who want to watch it can jump off here and then hop on the next bus afterwards.
Portobello Road Market.
London is full of markets. Flower markets, fish markets, fruit and vegetable markets, and markets for fashion clothes, leather goods, china, and all sorts of knick-knacks are spread all over London. One of the world's most famous markets is the Portobello Road Market in Notting Hill. The market is open every day, but the famous antiques market is only open on Saturdays. Just around the corner there, you'll be able to catch a glimpse of Portobello Road.
Hyde Park.
On your left-hand side now, you can see Hyde Park, one of London's most popular parks. The park used to be the private hunting ground of Henry VIII, the one who, as you may remember, had the heads of two of his wives chopped off. Today it's a very popular area for leisure activities of all kinds. There are also two riding routes along the park. Can you all see the crowd over there? That's Speaker's Corner. Here, on Sundays, anybody can stand on a chair and speak about anything at all. Well, almost anything. And there will always be listeners and hecklers.
Marble Arch.
To your right now is a beautiful piece of architecture called Marble Arch. The great architect John Nash designed it. This area was known as Tyburn, and it was here common people were hanged for more than 400 years. Just like the executions on Tower Hill, there was always a crowd to watch. There were often 10,000 spectators or more on Mondays when the executions were carried out. The next stop is the end of the tour, and then we'll change driver and guide. There'll be a 10-minute stop before the bus starts a new round. If you want to continue the tour, you may wait in the bus till the new crew is ready. Thank you very much for joining us on this tour. I hope you have enjoyed it.